Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going space exploring. The reason, of course, is that all this space engineering has a point of view, which is we're looking at exoplanets, we're looking at the stars, we're looking at the solar system. Right now, however, we're looking at the moon. And Chang'e 6 is making progress. Where is it, Bob?
Yes, Chang'e 6, this is China's sample return mission to take material from the far side of the moon and bring it back to Earth. That would be the first time any samples from there have been returned. It was launched early this week. It now has entered lunar orbit. And it's going to be in lunar orbit for a period of time as it adjusts that orbit. At some point, it will split into two sections, the spacecraft. The spacecraft basically has four sections. It has a lander and ascender sections. These are pieces that go down to the moon and land, dig up the sample using a drill, a core sample, and then the ascender separates and comes back and rendezvous with the orbiter and the return section that are in orbit. And then after they come together again, the core sample is transferred into the return section, which is essentially a sample return capsule, and that then returns back to Earth and brings the sample. So they have to get into the proper position in lunar orbit now to prepare for the descent of the lander and the ascender sections. They expect, based on their schedule, that the actual samples will get back to Earth in late June. They're going to take their time about this. It'll be much slower than the previous sample return on the near side of the moon, but that's because they're on the far side, it's a little more difficult, and they want to be more careful.
They're getting good at this, Bob.
They are very good at it. They might steal the original technology, but when China builds it, they generally do a superb job. They upgrade sometimes, but they do it very well. Their stuff works.
Does this use that communications network that's in orbit around the moon, little NASA?
Yes. The relay satellites that they've got in orbit around the moon are being used to relay the data. When it's on the backside of the moon, it has communication with Earth at all times. And when it's landed on the moon, it'll still have communications at all times.
Bob, what is TESS?
TESS is a space telescope that's been up, I don't know, about 6-7 years. It takes 93% of the sky once per month, high resolution. It's a survey telescope, and it's basically been used to detect a lot of exoplanets, transiting exoplanets across the stars. It does anything else that changes in the sky over that period of time, it can detect as well, so it's been a very useful instrument. On April 8th, it went into safe mode. Well, they've now recovered it, gotten it out of safe mode. It appears that they had a problem with one of the spacecraft's gyroscopes, the reaction wheels, and they had to, they basically had to reboot the thing to get the thing to work properly. And once they did that, it's back into operation again and continue to take survey pictures of the sky, John.
And TESS is right now considered a success, right? I mean, this is...
It's a spectacular success, and it's still working, so it's even more of a spectacular success. It basically picked up from the Kuiper spacecraft telescope by looking at stars transiting,
right.
But it didn't look at one small spot. It looks at the whole sky, so it's not just... exoplanets is one of its things, but think about this. You get a new image of the sky every month. Anything that changes, you're going to spot supernovas, variable stars, anything.
Now we're looking at Andromeda. What am I seeing?
Yes, we got two infrared stories. One is an old one. It's an archival image from the now-retired Spitzer Space Telescope. This is the Andromeda Galaxy. It's a spectacular image, but it's infrared. But what that infrared shows is the dust streams within Andromeda, and they've been able to now track those dust streams as flowing into the supermassive black hole in the center of that star. And the way those flow in suggests how the why that black hole is not particularly active. And then we got a web data of a super Earth that suggests, this is also infrared data that suggests it has an atmosphere, not just of vaporized molten rock, but gases such as carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide. That's getting us closer, John, to finding atmospheres in planets that life might exist.
I did see a story about finding an exoplanet with an atmosphere. Did I see that, Bob?
Yes, that's this story. That's exactly this story. It has an atmosphere, but it's of a rocky very hot environment. This is not livable.
Not something we're looking for organics. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Bass.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.